Leaders from the cities of Milwaukee and Waukesha have signed a 40-year contract that would allow Milwaukee to sell water from Lake Michigan to Waukesha. Here's Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley.
Our cities are both urban hubs of their counties, and we have many interests in common. This agreement is truly a win-win for both communities.
Waukesha has been in the process of requesting drinking water from the Great Lakes for a number of years now because its own drinking water is contaminated. That request became an international issue since the city isn't part of the Great Lakes Basin. Chuck Krumbach is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. He's based in Milwaukee. He's been following this story for a good long while. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
What is in this deal that was just signed this week?
Well, as you mentioned, it's 40 years of Milwaukee Water Works selling Lake Michigan water to Waukesha. So a lot of water will go west, up to 6, maybe 8 million gallons of water a day eventually. And going east will be a lot of money, up to $42 million in revenue for Milwaukee for at least the first 20 years, maybe more eventually than that as time goes on.
And it looked for a while like Waukesha would not be getting it from Milwaukee, but I think Oak Creek, what ended up happening there?
That's right. There was a discussions between Waukesha and Oak Creek that went on for some time. Then last summer, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett proposed this idea of Milwaukee selling it. It had been discussed loosely before, but when the Great Lakes governors cut back the size of the service area that Waukesha wanted to serve with this lake water, and therefore Milwaukee was more comfortable that this water wouldn't just go to fuel a lot of development in Waukesha County. Milwaukee got comfortable again with the idea of selling the lake water and eventually came forward with a plan that will be cheaper for Waukesha residents than buying from Oak Creek would have been.
Speaking at a press conference yesterday, Milwaukee Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton had this to say about regional cooperation.
I'm just here to say there's a stronger region now because of this water agreement. And as we go forward, I think this can be one of the major examples that we can tout about how our communities can work together for a mutual benefit.
And Chuck, regional cooperation between Milwaukee County and a county like Waukesha County, they're mirror opposites politically in a lot of ways. Do we see a lot of cooperation between those two units of government?
Well, years ago, there was a lot of talk about the 124th Street divide. 124th Street is the boundary between much of Milwaukee County and Waukesha County. But there has been some thawing and some cooperation over the years. I think Milwaukee and Waukesha County cooperate now on some recycling projects. There have been other things that haven't gone as well in terms of racial issues. As you say, the partisan divide is quite strong between Republican Waukesha County and largely Democratic Milwaukee County, but Common Council President Hamilton and others think that this could lead to some additional cooperation.
Talking to Chuck Krumbach from WPR News about a new contract between the cities of Waukesha and Milwaukee for Milwaukee to be the source for Lake Michigan water going to Waukesha. Now, Chuck, there is a whole lot of backstory to this diversion request to get water from Lake Michigan. Can you give us some of the history behind it?
Well, yes, it has been at least 15 years. Mayor Riley of Waukesha talked about yesterday. There was this multi-state agreement, an international agreement, really, over the issue of whether places like Arizona would get lake water from the Great Lakes as things dry up elsewhere in the South and Southwest. So the states got together in the Midwest and came forward and agreed on setting these restrictions, setting what they say is a high bar to getting lake water outside the Great Lakes Basin. And they came forward with this, and it was signed in 2008. Waukesha came along eventually, as many people thought it would, to become the first community in the straddling county, part of Waukesha County's in the Great Lakes Basin, straddling county to get lake water. And so here we are. The compact approved Waukesha, and now Waukesha has a water source in the city of Milwaukee, so it seems.
And talk about Waukesha's groundwater, which is really the thing that set this all in motion.
Right. Of course, they've had radium problems, a contaminant radium, potential cancer causer. They've got some, have periodically had some supply issues in their groundwater. And they have said repeatedly, Waukesha has, that they cannot get reliable groundwater from elsewhere in Waukesha County, that additional filtering and so on to keep out radium is not as good an alternative as the sustainable word is the often used sustainable supply from Lake Michigan. And Milwaukee, which has a large water supply system, many years has had declining needs, or had at least a slump from years ago as people become more efficient with water or industries like big beer companies move out. So Milwaukee has this excess capacity and is quite happy, it appears, to sell Lake Water West.
A concern was that, hey, if Waukesha gets this deal, other communities, other places will get water. But you mentioned that concept of the straddling county. So Waukesha County is partly in the Great Lakes Basin. Waukesha, the city, isn't. But because they're in a county that straddles that border, they are eligible to apply for this exception, this diversion, where, as you mentioned, a state like Arizona, clearly not a straddling state here.
Right. There is still this, you mentioned the question, this issue of will Milwaukee water, Lake Michigan water, fuel more business development in Waukesha County. The Milwaukee Common Council nearly unanimously voted for this water sale. There was one alderman, Nick Kovac, who remains concerned that water from Milwaukee will fuel Waukesha County growth. Alderman voted, had a long discussion that I attended a couple weeks ago, but unanimously voted for it. I would just say that yesterday's signing agreement was at the Waukesha County Business Alliance, which is not only happy to have water, sustainable water for its existing businesses, but maybe for future businesses as well.
And is there, there were so many different stages in Waukesha's application. Are there any challenges expected out there or hurdles, or is this just going to happen?
Well, it seems it's going to happen. There are permits to get from the state and local communities. Waukesha has to build pipes to bring in water from the western part of the city of Milwaukee. And, of course, there's the issue of return flow. Though under the compact, Great Lakes Compact, the water has to go back to Lake Michigan. And there's still the plan to send the treated wastewater from Waukesha to Franklin and then down the Root River into Racine. There are some in Racine and Great Lakes mayors around the area that would like to not have the return flow go down the route. But for now, it appears that plan will still go ahead. Waukesha says it's cheaper than sending it back to the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District. But there could be some developments on that. In any case, these permits and construction and so on is going to take several years. It might be 2023 before the actual water comes west and the treated wastewater goes southeast.
I want to touch on another southeastern Wisconsin water story that you're following, Chuck. You talked to the Racine Water Utility today about Foxconn plans, this huge plan to build a Foxconn technology plant there. It's going to use apparently a lot of water. What did you find out?
Well, Foxconn would be developed, the factory would be built in the village of Mount Pleasant. Much of Mount Pleasant is in the Great Lakes Basin, so no problem there, supposedly getting water to the factory. But part of the village is not in the basin, and Mount Pleasant is going to be asking, via the Racine Water Utility, asking the state to approve a straddling community diversion, one that only requires state approval, not from the other Great Lakes states, because they need to have water go to all the factory, if you will, including the part that's not in the basin.
So that just takes state approval? Is it because it's not in a straddling county, but in a straddling community? Do I have that right?
Right. And further complicating things is the town of Yorkville wants in on this. Yorkville is a nearby community to Mount Pleasant, and they're perhaps thinking that they're going to get some Foxconn-related projects. They want part of their town that's not in the basin to also be able to get lake water. And again, Racine Water Utility would be the supplier to Yorkville and Mount Pleasant, so they're the ones, Racine is, that's going to be asking the state DNR.
Do we have estimates about the scale, the volume of water that Foxconn would consume?
Well, seen water utility today wasn't sure. They said that the projected numbers keep changing. It could be well into the millions of gallons a day, at some point. We're talking several thousand jobs to begin with at Foxconn, maybe 13,000, says Governor Walker. So it could be in the millions of gallons a day. So it's a big bite that the state would have to review.
Who would be the decider if they applied or if and when they apply for this water permit?
Well, the projected timeline is that the application would go to the DNR by the end of next month. The DNR would take 90 to 120 days to decide, and they'd be looking at things not only water supply coming in, but also something called consumptive use to make sure there wouldn't be a lot of water lost in the manufacturing process, that pretty much as much water that goes back, that comes from the lake, would go back to the lake, and it would go back through the Racine wastewater utility, it would seem.
Chuck, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Chuck Krumbach, reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. He's based in Milwaukee. He joined us today for some water coverage. We talked about the news that Milwaukee will sell water from Lake Michigan to the city of Waukesha. The mayors of those cities signed the contract yesterday. Also a check-in on the water needs of the Foxconn facility on its way in southeastern Wisconsin.